Psalms. Chapter 109. Verse 1. Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise. Verse 2. For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me, they have spoken against me with a lying tongue. Verse 3. They compassed me about also with words of hatred, and fought against me without a cause. Verse 4. For my love they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer. Verse 5. And they have rewarded me evil for good, and hatred for my love. Verse 6. Set thou a wicked man over him, and let Satan stand at his right hand. Verse 7. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin. Verse 8. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. Verse 9. Let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. Verse 10. Let his children be continually vagabonds, and beg, let them seek their bread also out of their desolate places. Verse 11. Let the extortioner catch all that he hath, and let the stranger spoil his labor. Verse 12. Let there be none to extend mercy unto him, neither let there be any to favor his fatherless children. Verse 13. Let his posterity be cut off, and in the generation following let their name be blotted out. Verse 14. Let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered with the Lord, and let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. Verse 15. Let them be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth. Verse 16. Because that he remembered not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. Verse 17. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him, as he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. Verse 18. As he clothed himself with cursing like as with his garment, so let it come into his bowels like water, and like oil into his bones. Verse 19. Let it be unto him as the garment which covereth him, and for a girdle wherewith he is girded continually. Verse 20. Let this be the reward of mine adversaries from the Lord, and of them that speak evil against my soul. Verse 21. But do thou for me, O God the Lord, for thy name's sake, because thy mercy is good, deliver thou me. Verse 22. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. Verse 23. I am gone like the shadow when it declineth, I am tossed up and down as the locust. Verse 24. My knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh faileth of fatness. Verse 25. I became also a reproach unto them, when they looked upon me they shake their heads. Verse 26. Help me, O Lord my God, O save me according to thy mercy. Verse 27. That they may know that this is thy hand, that thou, Lord, hast done it. Verse 28. Let them curse, but bless thou, when they arise, let them be ashamed. But let thy servant rejoice. Verse 29. Let mine adversaries be clothed with shame, and let them cover themselves with their own confusion, as with a mantle. Verse 30. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yea, I will praise him among the multitude. Verse 31. For he shall stand at the right hand of the poor, to save him from those that condemn his soul.